Hey, everybody. Welcome to this sneak peek of Making Waves podcast with Tom Prather. In today's clip, Laura Morton, a 20-time New York Times bestselling author, discusses breaking into her first career as a TV producer. If you want more, make sure you check out the full episode in the show feed. Please enjoy this Making Waves sneak peek.
I couldn't pass my Series 7. I tried being a stockbroker and I couldn't pass my Series 7. I just didn't have the head for numbers. I still don't have the head for numbers, but I'm really good with words. So I started, I went to work for a recruiting and search firm that specialized in executive level retail placements. And within the first 6 months of being there, I was outperforming everybody in that office. And I became one of the top performers in the country for this organization. And at that point, my splits were, you know, they were what they were. I think, we got 30% of the salary of the person we placed, and I was getting like 30% of that. And I thought, well, why am I giving up all of that money? I should just go start my own firm. So I did.
And how old were you?
Oh, gosh, 26.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 26. But I had really good clients. My clients were like TJ Maxx and Fashion Bug. Like these were big national chains. They weren't high end, but they were big national chains. So I was busy.
So was that your first why not moment?
I would say I've had a lot of why not moments. And I really, really, and thank you for bringing that up, because that really is when I tell you I'm impassioned by insult, right? You know, I'm really motivated by it. And so when somebody tells me no, I'm like, oh, great, because success is the best revenge, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not a revenge seeker. I just move through the world, do what I'm going to do, but tell me no, and that all that does is light the fire. And no is just, and this is true for everything. No is a starting off point to yes. Period. At some point, in some way, if you really want what you're going after, you'll get a yes if you don't accept the no.
Okay, Indian dance.
Right, Indian dance, exactly. So I started this recruiting and search firm. Also, you know, my area of specialty was executive level retail. And what I noticed was my team, and I had hired a team of people. We had like a bullpen area. And I had noticed that my team was spending an enormous amount of time reviewing, interviewing skills with these executives. Most of the people we were placing hadn't interviewed for a job in a really long time because they'd been bumped up the ladder. So they just got promoted. So they didn't have to interview for that. They just were like, okay, you're going to be a district manager. Now you're going to be a regional manager. Now you're going to be executive vice president, whatever. But they'd never had to interview, you know. So taking them out of that organization and putting them someplace else, they had to interview.
Okay.
So my team was spending 30 to 45 minutes per candidate reviewing interviewing skills. And I'm a dial for dollars kind of gal. I'm all about the commerce. And so I thought, well, we'll just put it all on, this is going back a few years, but I said, let's just put it all on video. And we'll send the clients the video, and they'll watch the video, and then you'll review what they saw, and you can take
like
10
videotaped.
Yeah,
listen,
I did a full on review. It was called Successful Interviewing, and okay. It was a full on review of the interviewing process. And then we also had like interview exchanges, you know, the things to do, the things not to do, what to wear. You know, it was just this review, like how to get ready for your interview. So that it just made sense to me. And as the universe delivers, I was working out in the gym that I belonged to in Southfield, Michigan. And I was on the Stairmaster, and I was next to a guy who was just making small talk. And he said, what have you been up to? I told him I just did this video on how to interview for a job. He said, oh, I work in college promotions for Ford. And I don't know if you remember, like back in the day, like they, you know, the car companies, the credit card companies, when you graduated, they would inundate you with offers, mm-hmm. and giveaways and all sorts of things. So that was his job. He was the guy from Ford. And he said, I'd love to see a copy of your videotape. And I said, sure. I didn't think anything of it. So I sent him a copy of the video, which, by the way, we shot on Beta.
Oh, boy.
Okay. It's me on camera. And it, you know, it's, you know, we're going back a few years. So like 10 days later, I get a phone call from him and he said, yeah, we'd like to send you a purchase order for 50,000 copies of this tape. And I was floored. Like I was stunned. And I said, do you think I could have a couple of days and get back to you? And I think he was stunned with that answer. Yeah. And so I did. I took their purchase order and I shopped it because I was in Detroit. So I took it to GM and I took it to Chrysler. And I said, you've got a very short window of time to make me a better offer. And Chrysler ended up offering 75,000 copies of the video. And they tagged a little message from Lee Iacocca on at the front. You know, we at Chrysler care about you and congratulations on graduating. And we know you need two things when you graduate, a job and a car, and we want to help you get both. And that was it. That's what put me into production. And my next production after that...
See, that's brilliant because you were just starting out, mm-hmm, basically, mm-hmm, and you didn't take that first carrot. You went looking for... You used that as leverage to get the bigger carrot.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And sometimes you'll get the bigger carrot and sometimes you won't. Nobody will be upset if you come back to them and say, great, I'll take your deal. They'll be upset when you come back to them and say, I'm not taking your deal. And, you know, but in that instance, I knew if it was good for Ford, I assumed, and I didn't know for sure, but I made the giant leap that Chrysler and General Motors must have college promotion divisions too.
Were you at all reluctant to do that? Did you have any reservations or fear?
So
to take that chance of not having, I mean, he granted you a couple days, but he didn't have to.
No, he didn't have to. And there's always risk. But, you know, I've taught my daughter that fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. There's a lot of acronyms, but the one that we live by is false evidence appearing real. Most of the time, what we fear is in our head. It's not reality. So most of the time, we've created little monsters that, you know, there are the monsters that lived under our bed when, mm-hmm, we were kids because we created them. And when mom and dad came in the room and they looked under the bed and they're like, and opened the closet door, they're like, see, no monsters. So you have to not let the monster live in your head.
Well, thanks for listening to this sneak peek. If you want to hear more, listen to the full episodes in the show feed. You can find all the relevant links right in the show notes. Check out Making Waves Podcast for more information and YouTube for video versions of the podcast. Don't be a stranger. Reach out on social media. Let me know who you'd like to hear next on the show or just say hi. And if you've enjoyed what you heard, please tell someone you know and help spread the wave. So thanks for listening, have a great day, and go out and make some waves.